When I turned 62, I needed to find out what my father's real name was. And I called up to get a new birth certificate, and they said it would make a search a whole lot easier if we knew what your father's name was. So I called up one of my aunts in Virginia and asked her. She said, I have an old phone number. You can call, and maybe his, you know, widow will answer or something like that. So I waited actually quite a long while before I called. But I eventually called, and I said, Mrs. Pleasance, this is Gaff Pierce, and I'm calling to find out. I think your husband may have been my father, and I'm calling to find out what his first name was. And there was a moment of silence, and then this rough voice said something again. And I couldn't really understand it, so I started to repeat myself. And then it suddenly dawned on me what the person had said. He had said, this is Yank Pleasance. And I said, and then I didn't know what to do. You know, it's like, what do I say now? And I said, well, you know, is this the same person that married Mrs. Johnson in Kenbridge, Virginia, back in the back 1945 or 46? And he said, yes, it is. And so I knew at that particular point that this was my father, and I was talking to him for the first time in 60-some years. But anyway, make a long story short, about a month or so later, my wife and I got up in the car and drove up to South Hill, Virginia, and drove to his home and went in, and it was like we had never missed a beat. I leaned down. He gave me a big old hug. I hugged his wife, and we sat there, and we had Brunswick stew and barbecue and talked about family. And for the next 3.5 years, you know, I went up until this past February when he actually brought him here to Winston-Salem, and they ended up putting him in hospice, and he passed away December 23rd. One of the things that really got me is that the first time that I met Dad, we were sitting there, and he said a couple of times, I knew your family in Kenbridge, and I tried to find out where you were through them. I tried to keep up with you. And at that particular point, he reached in his back and he pulled out his wallet. And in his wallet, he had an old sepia tone photograph of me when I was probably 1 or 2 years old. It had been so worn that the face of the baby had almost worn off. And it was a picture of his mother holding me on the front lawn of the home that they had there in South Hill, Virginia. I thought, you know, he's been thinking of me for 60-some years with that wallet, you know, carrying that picture around in his wallet. And that was just a pretty touching thing.
Yeah, really. Oh.